Named after the mechanism that separates the sweet wort from the spent grain, False Bottom Girls helps you filter through the wonderful yet sometimes confusing world of beer.
Hey, I'm Rachel Hudson, head brewer and co-owner of Pilot Brewing and an advanced cicerone.
Hi, I'm Jen Blair, master cicerone, home brewer, and sensory expert. False Bottom Girls is proudly sponsored by Jasper Yeast, yeasts that are out of this world. Learn more about Jasper Yeast at jasperyeast.com. Welcome, everyone, to this episode of False Bottom Girls. I am Jen.
I am Rachel.
And welcome back, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It's
welcome back.
9 a.m. on a Monday, and yeah. I'm not even a third of the way through my first cup of coffee, so we'll see.
This is kind of our new thing, 9 a.m. on Mondays, because of life. So, you know, before it was 2 p.m. after we've had our everything to get us going during the day. So now we're both like, can you, because Jen and I switch turns like leading episodes, and then we're both like, can you go first to each other? So we played with paper, rock, scissors to see who was going first today.
And I lost.
Jen lost.
And I'm not going to tell you all the trick that Rachel told me, because in case I ever need to hustle any of you in rock, paper, scissors, I'm going to keep that little secret to myself.
Everyone goes to Google rock, paper, scissors secret.
All right. Well, we're not talking about Rochambeau today. We are talking about thials.
Thials. And I particularly do not like thials.
I know.
Not all thials, but.
You're not a fan of 4-MMP.
Not passion fruit. Are.
I don't mind it.
Armpit. Not a fan of armpit, but AKA passion fruit. Yeah, not a fan.
Yes, and we did an episode with Dr. Laura Burns a few months ago where she explained her thiolyzed yeast to us. And I know we got, you know, a lot of people found that very helpful. So today we're going to just go a little bit deeper into thiols. And if you are somebody who took the first Aroma Explore the Wheel webinar of mine, a lot of this is going to be repeat information, but don't skip this.
Do you want to explain to our listeners what that is?
Oh, yes, I will.
Probably
Thank
a good idea.
Asking. Yeah. So for our listeners, if you are not familiar, I recently started a webinar series called Aroma Explore the Wheel, and it is a monthly webinar. There are people who, you know, have signed up for several, but they're intended to be, you can either take them as a series, you can take them as a standalone. But basically, once a month, we have a live webinar. Before that, for people with a U.S. address, I will send you little vials that are just anonymously marked. And we go through, we blind smell the vials, we talk about some of those sources of where those aromas can come from. And then I tell you what the aromas are. And we do a little, when time permitting. So for like this first one, the thiols discussion really took up most of our time. So I didn't have like a little kind of bonus topic. But time permitting for these webinars, there will be another topic that's going to be kind of related to whatever, you know, the aroma source we're talking about. And it's really fun. So we did the first one last month, and I got a lot of really good feedback. I know I had a lot of fun doing it and interacting with everybody who signed up. So yeah, if you're interested, you can go to my website. It's under thegenfluence.beer. I've got a whole page for Aroma Explore the Wheel. You can see the upcoming dates. You can register. If you're outside of the United States, there is also an option to register for just the webinar. And the reason for that being is right now I'm just kind of trying to get my process together. And I want to make sure if somebody's paying for the vials that they get to them in time for the webinar. But I'm hoping for future webinars, we will be able to ship internationally. But there is a webinar only option, which is where, you know, I send you the link to the webinar. You can participate in the webinar. You just don't have the vials. And, you know, really obviously, the purpose of it is smell training. Yeah. And smell training like throughout the flavor wheel for sure. beer. And so like this first, like the first big series that we're doing right now is fruity. So we started with tropical fruits. Next month we'll do palm fruits and melon. But there's still a lot of information in there, you know, like the vials, obviously everybody would like to be able to do the vials. But there's just being able to attend the webinar as well. There's still valuable information for that. And, yeah, I think
if someone wanted to do the first one, are vials available to them or just webinar since it passed?
So yes, thank you for asking about that. So for people who registered for the webinar, they have access to that recorded webinar for 30 days. My plan shortly, so maybe even by the time this comes out, is to have an option available for people to be able to purchase the like past webinars and past vials.
Cool.
So I in a perfect world, I will just have like a standalone recording for those purchases. So that way, like you're not just hearing me talk to people on YouTube commenting that you can't see. But yeah, awesome. Thank you for asking that. So I will be doing that like after I got the first one under my belt, because honestly, it wasn't really until like I started to get everything together that I was sure I could make it work.
I get that.
And it was very exciting. I'm in my kitchen, I'm diluting all of our, all of my concentrates and getting the vials ready. And I was like, this is really happening. I'm really doing it. I really figured out a way to do this. So yeah, now that I've got that, I'm like, okay, now I can, you know.
And when's the next one?
By the time this one comes out, our Tropical 2 webinar will have passed. But the one for March is going to be Thursday, March 27th. And I misspoke. That one is going to be stone fruit. And, you know, for me, when I was like studying for master and just as somebody who likes sensory, I'm always trying to improve my palate. And I was thinking like, wouldn't it be cool if there were a way to be able to actually go through the flavor wheel and be able to train on these different flavors? Because is it like, is it mango or is it peach?
It's so helpful. As even from me, someone who's been doing this for a long fucking ass time, who's gone through lots of training, nobody has ever done the flavor wheel, really. Like, you'll go, like, first of all, finding sensory training is hard. The only time I've ever been able to sign up for sensory training is once with Cicerone when they did a class, like, a long time ago. It was a good class, but it was like a, I don't know.
It was like brewhouse flavors or something. Yeah.
It was. It's like it was like a intro class almost, but it had like the normal ones that you start learning, oxidize, acetaldehyde, you know, those base kind of level. Then the other option of class is the Ruxa 40 hour, you know, week long class. But even that doesn't really go in. So like you'll get like there'll be a section about hops, right? And a lot of these fruity flavors can come from thiols or from hops or, you know, different places. But like, it's never like, this is melon. It's like, this is myrcene. It comes from a hop. This is damascusone. Comes from a hop. But it's never like, this is, you know, this, like, it might be like this off flavor can remind you of strawberry or something, but it's never like, let's just talk about strawberry.
Right.
It's never like that. So it's a very good niche that you're filling, because the only way you can really do that is just, you know, go to the store, you buy fruit and eat fruit and smell it and dissect it. And that's all great. But when it's in beer, it's different because you have all these other things surrounding that you have to interplay and weed through, including off flavors. So like a melon at the store might not taste like a melon in beer because of all these other things going on. Now, I guess this episode is just going to be about your class. So I have more questions.
Okay.
Just kidding. One more question.
Okay. I will say quickly, in the vein of like going to the store and buying fruit, that was also one of the reasons why I wanted to do this class, because I know like I've gone into a store before and spent like $60 on kind of citrus fruit I could find. And then, you know, like the thing that I didn't really take into account when I did that is because I was like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, pith, peel, pulp. I'm going to go through and taste all of these. But then when I started like having to cut up all of this fruit, and it was a mess. And like by the time I, you know, first I was like, oh, I'm going to do 10. And then when I actually got started doing it, I was like, okay, I'm going to do 3. And, you know, then like it was a lot of work. It's a lot of money. And yeah. Recognizing that that's just not accessible for a lot of people.
True.
And that yeah. was, you know, another thing that I was like, okay, how can we take this experience where, you know, like I have a Sprouts grocery store near my house, so I yeah. can go in and get all of this different fruit. But, you know, where I used to live in Charlotte, like the closest grocery store was a Food Lion, and it wasn't like a good Food Lion. And if you've ever been in a Food Lion, you know that saying that something is a good Food Lion is a very low bar to pass. You know, or like the produce wasn't in good shape, or there just wasn't a big selection, or whatever.
Or it's from Mexico and full of pests, you know, or like, are you getting the freshest that you can get?
Right.
And then a lot of time you're not. Is it bruised strawberry versus fresh, stuff like that? No, it's very big cost. Fruit is expensive.
Yeah, and that's just fruit, you know, and then that, you like, that's just fruit. Like, what yeah. about flowers? What yeah. about spice? You know, chocolate. What about woody? Yeah.
Like, and it's a good point, too, that, like, a lot – you have said this before in the past. Like, people – how do I study for beer sensory without just drinking beer all the time?
Yes.
And this is a really good way to do that with anything – spices, chocolate, anything that, you know, breads, just toasting bread at a different levels – even, you right. know, there's so many things you can do. All right. I'm going to ask one more question and then we can not talk about it. I swear.
Okay.
Although I feel like I have more questions I ask, the more questions I have. The vials, the solutions, what are you doing exactly? Or if you don't want to tell, that's okay. Cause I understand this is probably like your thing, but is it like, cause I mentioned before, you know, fruit and beer, you have all these other things to kind of get in your way. Is it like a water solution? Is it, and again, if you don't want to say it, totally okay.
But. Yeah. So the, yes, it is basically, what I do is I will dilute the solutions with diluted water. But the solutions themselves are usually in like propylene glycol, something like that. So it is like a liquid based solution. Yeah. And that's another thing that I really like about it is that, you know, when you get the vials, like they have a 3-digit number on the bottom. So like and it's an amber vial. So everything looks the same mm-hmm. and they are shelf stable for at least a year.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. And I like that too, because, you know, we've talked before about like when I was studying for master and I got all those half gallon milk jugs so I could mix up the full liter of off flavors. Right. And then just practice
just
every
like
day.
In your refrigerator. Just like,
yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, that's also a thing. Like if you're buying fruit, you know, yeah, you can like peel all these limes and whatever, but then you just have it that once, and smelling something one time is better than not smelling it yeah. at all. But like you said in another episode, like that's like going to the gym, lifting weights and being like, okay, I'm done. You know, just doing that once and being like, all right, good.
That's how I diet sometimes. I'm like, fantastic. Back to life.
Right. So yeah, these are shelf stable. And so you can also, and you know, with them, we're smelling them. So it's not yeah. like you're going to like smell all of the solution
them?
Out. No. Okay. I mean, you could, but you can taste them. They're food safe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But would it be like representative of the smell, or would it be like insanely bitter maybe or something like that?
No, it would be representative cool. of the smell. But yeah,
but it is so a really small amount.
Yes. Yeah. So, it's usually about like less than 2 milliliters in each one of the vials.
Now, are you processing fruit and like making this like fruit character? Okay. Totally. Don't answer. I don't want
to know.
Trade
secret.
I don't want to. You could tell me later. Because if you are, just more power to you.
Yeah. No, I can't tell you I am not processing fruit.
Yeah, I believe that. As a brewer, I know there's a lot of options. I'm curious.
Yeah. With these also, you know, like I said, you're not going to like smell all of the aroma out of them. They're going to be shelf stable for at least a year, probably beyond that. So particularly if you're signing up for multiple webinars, you know, you're going to have like a nice little library
yeah.
of different, you know, aromas from beer. And, you know, like right now we're talking about fruit. So like,
yeah,
it's also applicable if you want to learn more about fruit or wine or whatever. So, you know, you have this nice little sensory library that you can go back to, because the way the vials are labeled, like I said, they're like a blind number anyway. So even if you saw the number, you're probably not going to remember what number goes with what vial, but it's on the bottom. So you can like swap your vials around, mix them up and go through and taste them again, and then check yourself against that. And you can keep doing that over and over, even after the webinar.
I love it. I'm looking at your website right now. It's very nice. So it looks like you purchase per class. Tropical 2 is next. Tropical 2 is next, everybody. February 25th.
Well, Tropical 2 will have been done.
That's true.
By the time this episode comes out. So sign up for Stone Fruit.
And but I generally, you can sign up the other ones. You can go back and get registration. You can go back and get webinar right now. Hopefully the goal is to also get vials soon as well.
Right.
Possibly when this is out.
Right.
Love it. Love it. Good job, Jen. Would you do an in-person class if like beer week, during beer week?
Sure.
I mean, you'll get paid. Because that's the goal, everyone. We don't do things for free. And you shouldn't either. It's except unless you own a brewery in Charlotte during beer week, then you better pony up. But people who do not own breweries do not have to do that.
Yes, I love that. I will think of a fun thing to do with it.
It'll be the maybe not first, but rare in-person class for Aroma Wheel, which should be fine. I'm trying to think what I mean, we do sensory at our brewery. The only thing that sucks is the noise level sometimes, but if we're not, and I don't mean it's noisy, I just mean it's not 1000% quiet.
Right. So one thing that we talk about in the webinar is figuring out what your like pre-sensory routine is going to be. And the purpose of that, one of the purposes of that is so if you're, you know, dropped into like a noisy environment and you have to do sensory stuff, like if you've got this routine, it's going to be easier for you to focus, right? So we talked about that in our, in the webinar as well.
Yeah.
And that was something that I learned from Bill Simpson. You know, he actually, a few years ago when Budweiser came out with the Beers of Joy documentary, they were filming that in the Aroxa class that I was in with Joe Vogelbacher, who they were following at the time. And we did like an extra sensory session that they filmed. Mm-hmm. That was like, it was like a totally optional thing because, you know, of course, Bill was like, you are not going to film this class while
rightfully
I'm teaching
it. Very expensive class too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, he told everybody like, hey, if you want to stay late, we're going to do kind of like this bonus one, but we're doing it because it's going to be filmed. And he was explaining to us, you know, before they started filming, like, here's the routine that I go through. And he said, like, this is it for him. It's also important because he was like, a lot of times I might be surrounded by people who are all watching me, you know, taste something or like something's going on and you have to learn to block that out as best as you can. And so that I'm going off on another thing, but that is something that we talked about in the webinars, the importance of figuring out what that routine is going to be. So, you know, you could be in a noisy environment or, you know, I proctor a lot of tasting exams. There's always kegs dropping or, you know, like some delivery driver Kool-Aid manning through the front door or something. So like, there's going to be distractions. And if you can kind of dial in to what's going on, those distractions aren't going to knock you off your game.
I love it.
Or let's say maybe if we're sitting in a small room and somebody keeps loudly blowing their nose during a tasting panel, sir.
I was going to say, what's it mean?
Then, you know,
having
that routine can help you kind of.
Yeah.
Mitigate some of those.
Because you can't always control the surroundings.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be us if we didn't have a little aside to our start of the episode, you know? So.
Right.
So you're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, and I've got, I have a couple of other ideas that I'm still working on for four different things that we can do with the vials. Like just kind of, you know, different ways that you can kind of rework them to do different.
Just kidding. I just did the snorting coke up my nose. Right. That's
not what you should do with the vials or with Coke. With
Probably
Coke, you
not.
Should
yes.
dump it down the sewer. I've never done Coke, FYI. I will smoke weed, but I've never done Coke. I just like to be honest. So right. I admit to something I do, so you know that I really don't.
And as an aside to the aside, I do remember us talking about one of the tasting panels for the Supermaster exam being where they just take the flavor standards just put it, make lines like cocaine, and that's, you have to just snort the line and be like, I smell a state.
I do imagine like the grandmaster is what I like to call it. This is made up, by the way. There is no grandmaster.
Yeah. But
I imagine all the master cicerones in a room, like chess playing style, you know, and they have like whatever it is. Maybe it's a hop. Oh, that would be fun. Like you just evaluate the hop and then you have to name like the hop and the crop year, which no one can fucking do. And then you hit the timer and go to the next one. It'd be so intense. I would pay money to watch that.
Yes.
Like make it ridiculous. Like things that maybe you can win, maybe you could guess, but you really can't. Like it doesn't matter your skill level.
Right.
Oh,
okay. Listen, man. False bottom girls off flavor bracket.
Ooh.
We can have our own March Madness. TM, 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 everybody.
Yeah. And by the time this is out, it'll be March.
And we'll already be back.
We already have it. So fuck you.
But people can sign up and like Rachel and Jen go against each other. Whoever wins goes against the next person. And then we crown the false
what
bottom
do we do?
Girls.
I don't even get it. Like, I don't even know.
Off flavor champion.
So like people so you vote would, for your favorite off flavor or something?
That would be amazing. No, it's a competition.
But
so it would be like, the competition would be like identifying off flavors.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So you'd have, you know, I don't know, we'll say like maybe five off flavors, and whoever names the most off flavors correctly advances to the next round.
So we have to be together. Someone has to set it up for us.
Right.
But no, we got to, okay, we're going to put a pin in this. We're going to come back.
We're going to workshop it.
We're going to workshop it. There's definitely some things we could do because we've got to find something we can put online and make interactive with the people. Right, people? Yeah. We're the people.
Right. And people can fill out their own brackets. We'll be like, look, here's the teams, here's the
what
players.
We make the bracket, we fill it out, or like maybe together, and then whoever gets as close with us, and it's all based upon our favorite off flavors. Maybe the ones that were the best. I don't know. You have to figure it out. We're going to figure it out, everyone.
You know what? I say we just make it random every round. And then maybe we randomize it sort of like the different Cicerone levels. So you know going into the first round, like it can be one of these like 20 off flavors. So it's not just completely wide open. But then as you advance, maybe it is completely wide open. Maybe it's not completely, but like you add more flavors.
Well, you start with a lot of flavors.
Right.
And then they do to one.
No, well, I'm talking about the like you would have four beers in front of you. I would have four beers in front of me and we're competing with each other. We have the same four beers.
And the whoever does it the fastest.
I would say the fastest
and most
and the
accurate.
Bestest. Yeah.
The bestest. Okay.
And
we're
then,
gonna,
so then
we're
you
gonna
advance.
Think about this.
Yes.
Because I do want to figure out like a way to do like the chart, like the March Madness chart mm-hmm. that people can like vote or choose. But it's not good enough to just vote for your favorite because that's weird.
Right. No, it wouldn't be. It would be like a skill-based thing. So other people, we could say like, here's the competitors and other people could fill out their brackets. Like they,
oh, like they see, like I think Jen's going to win acetaldehyde.
Or like, I think, yeah, like Jen's going to win against, you know, her neighbor or whoever signed up. And then like, then you get at the end where you've got the top two people and you compete against each other.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I'm just trying to figure out the logistics of actually doing it.
Yeah. It would be a very long day with lots of prep.
Yeah.
But it would be like, you know, so you would have like eight people to start.
Okay. I got a better idea.
Okay.
we're never going to get to finals. It's fine.
Right.
We do like the March Madness bracket, right? And we have the Jen side and the Rachel side, but everything's the same. Like it's acetaldehyde versus DMS, like to start out with, right? And let's say it's four, like let's say it's eight, like two, like versus. Then we do our thing, but people vote to see if their bracket matches our bracket. So like we go against each other and it's like, okay, but I guess now that I'm thinking about this more, I see problems. All right, what I'm thinking of, it's like, let's say we both have DMS and acetaldehyde. And it's like, okay, let's say we both get it right. Then what's next? What advances? Acetaldehyde, I guess, or Jen and Rachel? Do you see my confusion?
Jen and Rachel.
I think the idea of the bracket is we're always competing against each other. And people have to fill out the bracket to see who's going to win. So we have, let's say we both get acetaldehyde, right? Then okay. Jen and Rachel advance. I guess you're going to advance anyways. But anyway, you go to the next bracket. And then we have like acetaldehyde, because that was right, versus diacetyl. And let's say we both get it right. I don't know if it's making sense. But I feel like I'm getting somewhere. I just need to sit down with my spider chart and work this out.
Yes, we'll get it. We'll get it.
In my busy ass schedule. Maybe I can get my marketing team on this.
Yeah, I'll get an off-flavor
tournament. I'll be like, can you do this for pilot? And then I'll just like make them figure it out. And then we'll sum it out. They're like listening to me like, I don't think so. That's going to be fucking extra $100.
Yeah. So the trick is you've got 2 weeks to tell them about this idea and have them do it. And then the episode will come out and if they hear it, they'll be like, oh, you got bamboozled.
They probably don't listen though. So it's fine.
Okay.
They should. I'll just talk about them and see what they do. And they'll bring it up. God, just kidding. Just kidding. I love them a lot. And if I could, if False Bottom Girls could afford them, we would. Carolina Mulhouse could use an extra sponsor. Get that sponsorship money. All right, let's talk about thials. Now that we're all warmed up, it was a fun time. We had a good conversation. I love your aroma class. I think it's well done. I think good job.
Thank you. No one
else is doing it, at least that I know of. So everyone should really jump on it because I'm telling you, I have been doing Cicerone beer study since goddamn I was 18 years old, but brewing since 2011, 2012, studying for Cicerone since 2012. I sound like a dork. I am telling you, there's nothing out there where you can just study these flavors like that without doing it yourself, spending a lot of money, figuring out the best way to do it, because that's a chore. You got a whole piece of fruit and you're right. There's zest, there's pith, there's pulp. They're all different. So yeah, it's hard. Thank you for doing this work for us.
Hey,
everyone should sign up.
Yes. And I will also say on my website, I do this for anything that I'm trying to think of what else I've done where there was a cost associated with it, but I have a fee waiver request form that is just super brief. And it just says like, give me a couple sentences about why you would like a fee waiver.
That's
there for everyone. And I'll just say it. This is a bonus, I guess, for our podcast listeners. Anybody who asks for a fee waiver gets it.
That's awesome. Can I add it to our Pilots Weekly email?
No.
Okay. Not the fee waiver.
Okay. Yeah.
No. Just your class. I just want to share.
The class would be, thank you.
Well, we do a lot of education and I always get people after beer education class be like, can I be a part of your sensory? Can I come? And I always say yes, because like you, I just don't want to gatekeep, but I'm not this is a really great source. And when I do education, like sensory, I have maybe two or three spots left over that I can handle. It's always during the weekday. So a lot of people that do want to come never are able to.
Right.
So yeah, I would love to be able to add this to the email.
Oh, well, that would be fantastic. Thank you.
As an option.
Yeah. And the other thing that I like about it is, and I talked about this in the first webinar, and I'm pretty sure we've probably talked about this before here too, is that sensory is can put you in a very vulnerable, uncomfortable position, right? Because you don't know. You're trying to build that knowledge, and that's great. That's how you build expertise, is consistently challenging yourself. But with this, with the webinar, like when the webinar is going on, it's just me and and my slides on the screen. You're not in a group of people. You're not like in a classroom setting, and you can just kind of, I guess, be uncomfortable by yourself, if that makes sense. So you can just do this. You're with a group of people, and we had a really great interactive chat last time. And so you can participate group wise, but you can also just, sit and kind of learn by yourself. And
you could even mute yourself out, video yourself out if you wanted to,
Right. Right. And And so that's, and the way that we do it is just like a one way. So it's not like a Zoom. It's just, you only see me on the screen. And that was also by design, because I wanted people to feel comfortable, and not be thinking like, do I look weird on the screen right now? Who's walking past me in the background or whatever. And that was something that I always appreciate with things that are online. And I remember talking with Skill Pop, so that's based in Charlotte.
Yep.
And I went to a ton of Skill Pop classes, especially when they first started, because that's when I was starting out with my blog and I didn't know anything. Like, I went to a Skill Pop on how to use Instagram, a blog. And, they're just little short classes that just teach you things like that. And obviously during the pandemic, it moved online. And then when, you could start having in-person classes again, they still kept some of the online stuff. And I was telling the founder, I really appreciate that, because I did, it was a makeup class, a makeup artist teaching you how to do stuff. And I was like, I wouldn't go to that in person, I wouldn't go to a class about fixing your finances in person, but I'll sit in my house and I'm the only one who knows that I'm learning what a budget is or whatever.
Sure.
So for me, I like that part of it. And again, the vials, if you want to get together with a group of people, you can do that and bring the vials with you and study
multiple
that way.
Sides.
Right.
And that's something that you can't do at these other classes that are available. You can't take the off flavors home with you and do it again. Right. But now you can go back. So, because it's so common, you're not going to get stuff for the first go around when you're really trying to learn anything. But so to be able to go back again and again and smell this, whatever the fruit is, and have that reminder is pretty invaluable, because you really don't get that at other classes. The only time I've ever had anything similar is that when we did the Aruxa class online, because they sent an extra batch of off flavors so you could do it twice.
Right.
That was intentional, and that was still only twice. Like, this isn't going to, unless you drink it, you're not going to run out of it, which is okay if you drink it.
Right.
But
you'll be fine if you drink it.
I love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you giving me that platform to talk about it.
Absolutely.
Under my the pleasure. Gymfluence.beer, everyone. Yeah. Aroma Explore the Wheel. When I started actually mapping out, right now we're on fruity, right? So going through each one of the big categories of fruity takes us to August. Mm. And that's just fruity. So it's
we're gonna
do floral, and then we're gonna do spicy. So I'm thinking I'm going to try to find a way to just kind of scale it up to where you can buy the kits and the webinars. And, if you want to buy all of them at once, you can, if you want to do it, and then still have maybe a monthly webinar where there's an opportunity to, to talk about smell training and that sort of thing. And people can kind of drop in on it. Mm-hmm. So it may evolve, just because if we keep doing it once a month, which is, fine with me, but it's going to take us 5 years to get through the entire flavor wheel, which is fine. 5 years from now, we'll still be 5 years from now.
You could just quit your other job, just go full tits, and I'm just kidding. Right. That's just me. That's what I do. I get crazy. Yeah. My ideas. That's when my husband walks out of the room.
Right. Yeah. No, I could definitely do that if only I didn't just give away myself. But it's important to me that it's accessible. And like you said, I don't like to gatekeep. And that's, I am also in a position now where this can be something where like I can give away a few each month.
Oh, yeah.
And
turn it into a nonprofit.
I'm not in it to make, well, I like to make money.
Well, yeah.
You know, and I like to be able to cover my expenses.
Exactly. But, you need to live.
Right.
You need to live.
Yes.
No, it's important. It's a balance, a delicate balance between both, you know.
Right.
I totally get it. I like it.
Yeah. You know, that's something that I'm pretty sure we talked about it, like when we've done the episodes about, you know, like you being very frank about what it's like to own a brewery. And one thing I tell people all the time is just start ugly. Like just start. Don't wait for it to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect. A lot of stuff is going to go wrong in the background or like not like you planned, but nobody's going to know that. And, you know, the finished product might not look like what you thought it would look like because you learn things along the way. And so, you know, even in this conversation where I'm saying like, maybe I'll just try to get all of these. So, you know, so it's available to people, you know, that's not something when I first thought of the idea, that's not something that I thought about. And now that I'm actually doing it, it's like, oh, maybe I need to like revamp this a little bit or, you know, figure out how to add more value to it for people.
Absolutely. And there's lots of businesses or nonprofits that do both. You know, they have like classes and stuff you can sign up for. And then they have ways to accept donations. So we can get other people who can't do it. At least we can cover the cost for you. And no, that's definitely something as you grow, you'll learn. And
yeah,
I mean, if you asked me this time last year, I was convinced we were going to shut this brewery down at the end of this lease.
Yeah.
And now that is not the plan.
Yeah.
You know,
awesome.
So you just never really know because, you know, with pandemics comes pivots.
Right.
And that's just life in general. But no, I think it's great. I think you're on to something.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So yeah, whatever, you know, that idea you have, listener out there that you think would be a good idea, just do it.
And if you want to invest in Jen, reach out. We can definitely talk about that.
Yes, thank you. And that actually, that is another thing with, so I use Squarespace for my website and I haven't quite figured out yet how to be able to add like a pay it forward.
Yeah, I know. Square makes it hard.
Like to the webinars because I know when I've registered for things, especially if it's like a sliding scale, I will pay more.
Yeah.
Because I can. And I can't always pay more. Like there have been times when I've been very thankful that I could pay $20 instead of $50. But when I can pay $50, I'll pay $70. So that way somebody else, you know, can take advantage of that. And I'm hoping to be able to add that to the webinar series as well.
I will tell you Square is working on it because we have also, because we really wanted to do this when you pay, you can round up to the dollar to donate to the charity kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they don't have that, but we reached out a little bit while ago, like a couple weeks ago, and they said they are working on it because a lot of people have been asking. Square is also like was built before the pandemic and was very much like built for very, very small reasons. And like, so works out for Pilot when all you're doing is beers and a couple drinks, not a big deal. It's not like a restaurant. But since the COVID happened, they have really gone to like add certain things to kind of make it better and more useful. So not the best, but they're getting there. So hopefully we can figure something out like that. At least a donation, something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I know that I think I have the ability to do like a donation, but not, it doesn't work the way I want it to.
Yeah. I got you.
So yeah, stay tuned everyone. Cause I've got a couple of other really good ideas that have sprung out of this that I'm currently thinking, how do I make this possible?
Yeah. I think it's great.
So we just had a little group huddle and have decided that we'll just talk about Thiols a different time. You all are used to us doing this, like getting an aside and then just being like, you know, we're just going to talk about Master Cicerone study instead of this other thing.
Well, this is good stuff though. Like this is necessary. Brewers need it. Sensory people need it. I mean, it's good.
You know, for me, it's fun. And we've talked before about it's not unusual if you're somewhere with me that I'll like pick something up and smell it, or I'll stop and pull out my phone and make notes about it. So
she's done that. We've been walking through a park in London and she's like, this smells like this to me. She pulled out her phone and made a note, like the London Parks. I don't even remember what it was, but yeah, she definitely does that. It's yes. like, you're like, okay, that's cool. I hope this all amounts to like a very nice book one day about the aromas of the world.
Right.
Via Jen Blair's DNA.
Yeah. So with the webinar, just a little more information about how it works is that, like I mentioned, each one of the vials has a random 3-digit code on it. And the reason why we use a random 3-digit code is because, and we have talked about biases before on the podcast, and we are very susceptible to a lot of different biases. And one of those can be if I give you samples labeled, you know, 1 through 6, one's going to be the best, even if you're not, you know, and we're not doing like hedonic. I'm not asking people which one they like the best during the webinar, but you know, your brain will see that, or it will see, you know, if you've got A, B, C, D, E, F, you're going to be like F, 6, A is the best, right? So you want random digits to kind of remove that potential bias. And when you're doing your random, like I just use a random number generator. And when you do that, you also want to call out anything that is going to like stick in people's minds. So like area codes, 911, 666, things yeah. like that you want to take out. The exception I have made to this is that Rachel has a very special participant number that in...
Because we're children.
Yes, because we're children. And outside of this very specific... sphere, I would not have done this, but Rachel's 3-digit number is 069. Nice. And I did that only for Rachel, and I was like, hee,
and it was very funny.
Writing it down.
I noticed it immediately. I appreciated it.
So, yes, our not only do the vials have a 3-digit number, but so do the participant numbers. And for that's, you know, part of that is for me, and this aroma or it's not, right? So there's not like a lot of interpretation of the aroma. So like if you're going through and you're blind smelling it, you name it correctly or you don't. But still, I like to have blind participant numbers because then I don't know whose stuff I'm looking at, right? Mm-hmm. It's still blind for me. And then when
Unless
I'm finished, yeah, I go back. And yeah. And then when, you know, I'm finished, I go back and match the participant numbers to the names. And I also like to do it that way because as we go forward, I also love data and I'm looking for, you know, how can I kind of cull this data to pull out meaningful insights and report it in the aggregate. And so also giving participants those blind numbers, I think kind of adds that layer of security of like, okay, so Jen's not going to put out like this summary of this data and be like, Rachel really sucks at this.
Yeah.
You know? So I like to do it that way too, because again, you know, you control for as much bias as you can. And
I have no idea what fruits I would even be good at or bad at because I've never right. done it.
Yes. And what is funny, so by the time this comes out, I will have already emailed the participants kind of their summaries. But going through, I've gone through and for each one of the vials, have put what everybody's answers are. We do two blind smelling panels during the webinar, one at the beginning and one at the end. And, you know, seeing like there's some like coconut. That's one that a lot of us are familiar with, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people got coconut correctly or, you know, named it correctly. And it's also interesting to see when there are flavor combinations that we see together a lot, like coconut and pineapple. You know, there were people for pineapple who put coconut and for coconut put pineapple. And it's because we're so used to smelling those two together.
Interesting.
And so, yeah. And so, yeah, there's already like a lot of interesting insights into it. But the one that people missed the most for tropical fruit, do you want to guess what it is?
Passion fruit.
No. Mango.
Mango?
Yes.
I could see that.
passion fruit,
I feel like mango
can
be pretty subtle.
Yeah. And mango, and you know, when I saw this, I was like, this is exactly why we're doing this, because how many, you know, hops or beers out there are described as having mango flavors, and like, do you know what mango is, or did you smell something and associate it with mango? And, you know, and it's actually peach. And I keep saying mango and peach because I have a friend who does sensory and has said like mango and peach are one that people mix up a whole bunch.
That makes sense. And I would feel like apricot would be kind of in that realm as well. Which are stone fruits. Yeah, mango's not a stone fruit.
Actually, mango may be a stone fruit.
But doesn't have...
I'm learning about all of like what a drupe is, what...
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm learning all sorts of fruit classifications. But yeah, so just being able to see stuff like that, I'm already getting like good insight on that. And like I said, things that are surprising. I was surprised to see that mango was the one that people miss the most, because I feel like as far as tropical fruits go in beer, mango is one of the ones we see the most commonly.
Or maybe everyone's just full of shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what mango's like. Which is the way I feel when I taste like IPA that has 17 different hops in it and you give me some description. I'm like, this description doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, this is all, at this point, no one really knows what's going on.
Unless you take Aroma Explore the Wheel.
Maybe you're right. I'm serious.
Listen. But yeah, so the, like I mentioned, for right now, the people who sign up for the live webinar, they'll have access to the webinar for 30 days. And that's, you know, if you signed up for only the webinar or the webinar and the vials, everybody gets access for 30. And I've told participants this, if down the road you need access to it again for whatever reason, I don't care. You know, I'll give you access, but there just needs, for me, it's like, well, there kind of needs to be some parameters around it at first. Sure. So that way it's not something where like, I don't know, one person orders it and a group of 50 participates, right? Don't do that, please, everybody. but yeah, so like the first webinar, the format was we talked through what are we doing here? What is blind smelling? And we went through the process of figure out what your routine is going to be. I walked everybody through a couple of different breathing exercises that you can do that will help you kind of calm your anxiety and everything. And just talked about, you know, what I do. Like I will stretch out my neck and stretch out my shoulders and stuff just to release some of that anxiety. Because even if you don't feel anxious, but your body's tense, your brain is getting signals that you're anxious and tense, right? So just kind of loosening all that stuff up. And then I had everybody do their blind smelling. And I really kind of did everybody dirty with the first blind smelling panel, because I said, it's tropical fruits. You have 6 vials in front of you. They're a tropical fruit of some kind. And did not give like, here's a selection that these might be. And, you know, and people did really well. And that the purpose of that was to kind of make... Not, I don't want to say make everyone uncomfortable, but make everyone uncomfortable in the sense that, you know, you're just doing something blind. You're just going to try it and see what happens. And one thing that I talk about in the webinar that I will continue to talk about all the time with sensory is that it's not a linear process. And I encourage everyone who's doing any kind of sensory training not to view their performance as good or bad. And I wouldn't even call it performance, because that implies that, you know, it's going to be good or bad, but it's just
it's your data.
And that's how, like with the blind smelling, that's an example of dynamic learning, which I talked about in the webinar as well. And dynamic learning as opposed to static, or I should say dynamic testing as opposed to static testing. So static testing would be something like you're taking a Cicerone exam, right? Mm-hmm. We are assessing your knowledge at this one point in time. With dynamic learning, the focus is more on seeing where you can improve and seeing where like, okay, I'm already pretty good on this, but I can improve here. And doing dynamic testing getting things wrong, learning from those mistakes is how you build expertise.
And you don't
build expertise by getting everything right the first time.
Oh yeah, no, that's definitely not. And like people are different too. Like DNA is different. So like working out at a gym, getting a personal trainer is a great example. If you have, 95-pound girl versus a 200-pound muscular person, doesn't matter if you're a girl or boy, but that it could matter actually, because depending on different types of exercises or whatever. But my point is like your trainer is not going to give you guys the same workouts. They're going to be completely different. They're going to matter to you more, and you're going to develop maybe the same goal. Maybe you both reach your goal. And it's like the achievement is up there, but there's everything's different in the process to get there. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, for sure. Because
different ways of learning and.
Yeah. And like, yeah, you and I both go to a personal trainer and we both want to get like more fit, but maybe you run a 10-minute mile and I want to be able to do 5 pull-ups.
Yeah.
Those, you know, like.
Different goals, but we're both getting more fit, you know, exactly.
Right. And so that dynamic testing is great for everything. And I, you know, and for me, like learning about dynamic testing really helped me refocus how I studied for master, because I would continue to study the things I was good at because I was good at them and I knew all the answers and that's great. And I didn't want to study the stuff that I wasn't good at because I don't like not being good at things. And then like learning about dynamic testing and dynamic learning is like, oh no, like obviously I'm not going to get better if I'm not working on the things that I need to work on. So it does really help refocus you on, okay, here's areas, you know, where I need to work on it. And it's great too, because then you can come back and say like, I didn't know what thials were before. Mm-hmm. And now I can give you an entire essay on thials. So that's great. Like I've mastered that. And now I can see that I need to worry more about, I don't know, filtration methods or something. And so then we did that. Another exercise I had everybody do was just take 3 minutes, write down as many tropical fruits as you can think of. If you're not sure if it's a tropical fruit, write it down anyway. And the reason why is, again, for me, after the second time I took master, I found myself, particularly during like the descriptions panels, I didn't want to just write herbal, right? Like that's an okay descriptor, but I can be more specific than that. I wrote bay leaf and tarragon, and those were the only two things I could think of. So anytime I wanted to describe something as herbal, I said bay leaf or tarragon. And, you know, same thing with flowers, like it's a rose or a carnation. And then it's like, well, it's not. I know that it's not, but these are the only ones I can think of. So I literally just sat down and like looked up like list of herbs and spices and, you know, just wrote down this really long list of these are all the different kinds of herbs that are out there, all the different kinds of flowers. And once I did that, it was like, okay, now I've got the vocabulary under herbal, under floral. Mm-hmm. And it's also good because when you brainstorm like that, you know, it shows you that you already have a lot of knowledge that maybe you don't think about is as knowledge.
And there's so much out there that we don't know about too. Like when it comes to, you know, grains or fruits or whatever, like there are hundreds of different types of citrus fruits. How many can you name and write down?
Right.
Like there are hundreds, literally. But colonialization and different parts of the world, you don't have all those available to you for one reason or another. And if you don't know, you don't know.
Right. Exactly. And then, you know, we went through, we talked about hops, we talked about thials, and then I had everybody blind smell again. And that, you know, so that's pretty much the format of all the webinars, that you'll start out with blind smelling. We talk about the subject, you blind smell again, and we wrap it up. So I think it's really fun. I've had good feedback from people who have already done the first one. And like I said, for me, going like when the webinar went live, I was just like, I did it, everybody. Like it's happening. And you all believed in me and thank you. So it was great. And it's a really cool project, and I appreciate the opportunity to take a whole podcast episode to talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. That's what this is for. It's for us. Hello.
So, yes, if you would like to learn more about Aroma Explore the Wheel, you can go to my website under thegymfluence.beer. And I've got the Aroma Explore the Wheel page. There's also the shop, which is where you can buy the webinars and the like the webinar only and the webinars, all of them through August are already up and available for purchase. There is for the webinar with the vials, like the full webinar experience, there is a limit for each one just because like I'm the one who's making all of these things. So I've put a limit on how many I can make.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So it's good to register, you know, as soon as possible. And the other thing I don't think I've said yet that I usually will close registration for the full webinar about a week ahead of time. Yep, so that way I know I have enough time to mail everything out and people can receive it. But the actual, like the webinar only, that's always available.
Sure.
For purchase.
I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think you're a fool if you don't take advantage of it. I really do. I'm not just saying that because there's just nothing else like this that you can do. I'm literally putting in my credit card information right now for class. That's number two.
Okay, perfect.
I don't want to forget, and I don't want to miss out either. Taking my spot. Taking my spot.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll reiterate. I do have a waiver form.
Yes,
and
yes.
I made it very simple by design because I've been in places before where I'm asking for like a waiver, or even think about like applying for a scholarship, right? And there's just so much bullshit you have to fill out that it's just kind of like, you know, the people who have the patience to do that are the ones who get the scholarships. And that's, you know, if you're like a single dad with four kids and a full-time job and you're wanting to do this, like, you're not going to take 3 hours to fill out a form to tell me why you need a waiver, you know? So it's just like, hey, just tell me why you need a waiver. And
it's not like you're picking one person for the waiver fee either.
Yes, exactly. You know? Yeah. And I have for each one of the webinars, I do have a certain number of like the full webinar experience set aside for that is not included in. So each one of the webinars is limited to 50 people for the webinar with the vials is limited to 50 people. I have additional ones set aside that are just for waiver requests and things like that. Because it's important, and I want everybody who wants to participate to be able to participate. And like I said, you know, I was a poor college student for a long time. I was a poor law school student for a long time. I was a poor lawyer for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there were times when something like this, being able to participate in this would have been really nice, but it wasn't something I felt like was available to me. Just for purely financial reasons.
Mm-hmm. More people sign up if you can, so we can support the ones that can't. I'm always happy to do that. And I know, I know, like you said, it comes
by the other 49. Then
okay, calm down. Yeah, I will as the time comes. But if I buy 49 of these right now, Jeff's going to be like, "What's this?" I'll be like, "Don't worry about it."
Perfect. Well, thank you everyone for listening. And thank you to those of you already who have participated in the webinars. Like it really, really does mean a lot to me to, you know, like I said, you have this idea for so long and it finally comes to fruition. And there are people who are just like, yes, I believe in you and I believe in this concept. And, you know, and I totally get to if people are like, well, maybe I'll see how the first couple go before I sign up. That's totally fine too. But I do appreciate everybody, like the response and the support. It truly has meant so much to me. And actually the first handful of people who purchased the first webinar, I wrote them a thank you note, you know, cause I was like, it's super scary to put something like this out into the world. And, you know, you were the first order that came through and that was like, okay, people are responding to this, you know?
Yeah, it is scary, but it's exciting.
Yes.
And it's necessary. You got to get the sales.
That's right. Stay tuned for Thiles in a future episode. And you can find us at falsebottomgirls.com. You can email us falsebottomgirls@gmail.com. And you can follow us on social media at falsebottomgirls. No.com. I almost said .com again. So thank you, listeners. Thank you, Rachel.
You are welcome. Thank you, Jen.
This has been False Bottom Girls.
And we make the brewing world go round. False Bottom Girls is proudly sponsored by Jasper Yeast. Yeasts that are out of this world. Learn more about Jasper Yeast at jasperyeast.com.